1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We'll be talking dieting with Dr. Vic Needman. And we also have Father James McCorders around the corner who will be discussing. Well, actually, I asked him to come on. I'd like him to. It's kind of a Catholic thing. I want him to bless. Shouldn't say this, but I wanted him to bless my endeavors in television that will be happening here in the next week or so, because with a little bit of luck, the program may actually, you know, succeed on the NBC schedule. And then there's no looking back. Then all my dreams come true. All of those nights sitting alone, staring out at the moon and wondering to myself, somewhere over the rainbow, you know, and then going down into the cellar and watching a Cub game. All right, on the satellite dish. Isn't that what Andy M and, you know, little Dorothy were doing?
Dorothy, the Cubs are on.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, and I've been talking to him. Yes.
Oh, boy, we're really current with those Wizard of Oz references. Say, listen, did you hear Harry's demo? Now, there's a guy, he knows how to...
Get out of here! Harry had a great demo, man. He was talking all about... See, Harry watches all that stuff, man. He watches MTV, you know, Osborne marathons. He's got it all. He knows what's happened with Jessica Simpson. Hate to tell you this, her movie stiffed, Harry. But how did that Dukes of Hazzard do anyway? Now, Father James McCorders is going to join us here for just a second. Father McCorders, thank you for joining us on the program. How are you this evening?
You know, Phil, I'm very grateful you've asked me on your program this evening, because there's so much that's in my heart and so much that's in my mind. So much that I want to wish to everyone. I want everyone to remember that Halloween is coming up. And certainly while Halloween can be enjoyed, I have no problem at all with a child enjoying dressing up in a costume and going from door to door and getting candy. But when you hear this sound, please get inside. Cross yourself. It's the sound of the undead.
Will you quit scaring the kids like that?
I'm screwing around.
I asked you on the show. Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you really believe that?
Do I believe what?
Do you believe in all that stuff?
Kill the music for a minute. Phil, I don't want to frighten you, but I was called as a young seminarian to a parish that was in a town called Lodz, and this was in the eastern part of Hungary. And this was when I was a very young seminarian. This was in the early 1960s. And it was in Lodz that I encountered the village people. And they told me of a man who'd moved into a house on the top of the hill. A man who was never seen during the daytime, but at night would prowl the earth like a foul thing of the night. Why, he was the undead.
All right. Now, look, I want you to...
What's the matter? Are you scared?
No, you're getting me a little freaking nervous.
Ooh, get you, huh? Look at the white boy, huh? Hey, Phil, you know what it sounds like when ghosts have sex?
No.
This. There he goes, got his cookies.
All right, look, I called you on here for one reason and one reason only. I'd like you to say a prayer to bless me and my, you know, endeavors, if you wouldn't mind.
Music, please.
What is it with you and this music?
I can't maintain the Irish accent unless I have the... Yeah, there it is. All right, Phil. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the
name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Father, there are a great many of your priests who have been called to the clergy, who have been indicted for child molestation. Father, if it is in your heart, and in the good grace of your eminent justice, one would hope, Father, that they're not incarcerated in a jail cell, but are allowed to go into some kind of psychiatric care. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. What's the matter?
What kind of a... I asked you to bless my endeavors.
Oh, well, it's all about you, huh?
Isn't that what I asked you to do?
Yes, well, it was in there.
What was in there?
I blessed your endeavors in television.
All I heard you talk about was priests being molested.
Well, it was unspoken, but it was there.
Okay, could you do one killer music for a minute, bud?
What do you need?
What do I need? I asked you to come on here and to... Will you knock that freaking wolf howl off?
But Phil, there's a foul thing with the native wood.
I want you to come on here and just do a little prayer for me. Bless my future television endeavors.
Whatever you say, Phil.
Pain in the ass.
In the name of the Father...
I heard that.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, in all of your wisdom, I pray very heartily that Phil, once he gets into his television career, doesn't bed a young stylet and cheat on his wife, having sex with a woman in the cover of the Inquirer. And I also...
Oh, you know what, man? Get out of here.
Well, here's one last blast from the past. And anyway...
Bug off!
Hey, Phil, just the other day... I really want to...
I'm hanging up on you.
No, I just want to hear... You got to hear this. The other day in the rectory, you remember Father Staley?
Yes, I do.
All right, Father Staley was walking up the stairs, and he turned around and he said to me, by the way, I'm going to put down that fiver for you on Attaboy Binky in the Fifth. Is that Donald Pierce aboard? And I said, yes, it is. And he turned, and he hit a roller skate, and then it sounded like this. As he went down, see, fall down the stairs.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So you're hanging up on me. That's a mortal sin.
Okay, so thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. All right. By the way, the website is www.philhenryshow.com with a webcast coming up on November the 11th. And just so you guys know, next week we begin to rehearse our very first episode of the show's been renamed. At least I don't know if it's been renamed, but I don't know if this is official, but I had an email. It was called Fillmore Middle. Now they're going to rename it Teachers. Teachers. And I guess that's because, if you think about it, NBC's been successful with one-word titles. I mean, Scrubs, Seinfeld, Frasier.
Super Train?
What is that, like 100 years old? What else? And Friends.
You said that.
Scrubs.
Said that.
Frasier.
Said that.
Seinfeld.
I don't think you said that.
And Scrubs.
Right.
And Scrubs. All right, so that's what I've been told. And then next week we'll sit in there, and I'll let you know. I'll take some pictures on the set. I'll put them on the website. I'll keep you abreast of the things that are going on. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Vic Needman coming up tonight, and Bob Bakian with some sad entertainment news.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Oh, man, I go online and I love to look at the predictions for the World Series when the season starts. So if you go online and just look up World Series predictions, you'll find everybody weighing in on the Cubs, you know. But one cat was sitting there, big as life, with a big White Sox logo, saying, I'm predicting with my head and my heart, Sox. But I'm talking about at the very beginning of the 2005 season. Of course, those are fans. It's a lot more fun to go to these baseball experts and see who they predicted, right? Now, I recognize that they do it mostly for people to read the newspaper, but why do it at all? I mean, why make a prediction only to look like a chump? Because then if you're wrong, then everybody thinks you're a schmuck. You know, you don't really know what you're talking about. In other words, you're like Bill Plaschke in the LA Times. Now, moving along, Jesus, that guy is so tired. Oh, so sick of reading him. And I read you every day, Bill, like a book. No, when I could read, I did read you. Now I just look at pictures, and they ain't out of your newspaper. So it says here, Dear Phil, I'd like to request a flashback, please. The one where Bobby Dooley's dog ran away from home and she nailed her nasty panties to the tree out front so her dog could catch her scent and find its way back home. Thank you, Ross. By the way, Ross, scent is spelled S-C-E. How is scent spelled? S-C-E-N-T, yeah, not S-E-N-T. But that's okay, Ross. We don't need you to be smart. We just need you to be. Here it is. Bobby Dooley, a oft-requested big one, a flashback from the 2003 CD.
I've been listening to these two mm-hmm. individuals from mm-hmm. Mr. and Mrs. Dooley,
mm-hmm.
and I have never heard a mm-hmm. more insensitive lady in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This lady who hangs yellow ribbons
mm-hmm.
is because she's hoping that somehow
mm-hmm.
her son, who's defended this country,
mm-hmm.
who's dying for this country,
mm-hmm.
will be back.
Mm-hmm.
The only one who wants to be a big shot is you, because you said
mm-hmm.
that in order for this lady to hang the yellow ribbons, she should have come to you and make a request from the association. You already mentioned about 10 times that you're the president of the association. Did you make a request to the association, ma'am? Even if you're the president, you cannot hang anything unless the association, which I'm sure they have the board of directors, approves it.
Well, so I agree with Armando.
So you can do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can do it, but this lady cannot. On top of that, the yellow ribbons are pretty because when I see them, I know that there's the life of somebody who's fighting for us and their parents want them to come back. If I see a three pairs of underwear hanging anywhere, any place, and they're put there in order to attract dogs by scent, I imagine that they must be dirty because if they were washed, they wouldn't have any scent.
That's the point.
It's the dirtiest thing in the world to hang your dirty underwear. And it's not a pun, but it's always said, hanging the dirty underwear. That's what you're doing, lady.
You know
we don't want you in this country. We don't want you in this country. We don't want you anywhere where children are dying and you're mucking and saying that this lady wants to be a good shot. This lady is crying because her son is missing.
All right, Armando, that's a good point. Let's let Ms. Dooley.
First of all, to listen to this gentleman, you'd think that his wife never had to wash any underwear in her life.
She washes it, but she doesn't hang it anywhere for people to see.
If you lost a dog, how else are you going to get it home but by hanging your wife's underwear out? I don't understand.
Put like everybody does, put signs.
Put a sign up that says, yeah, my dog's missing.
Put ads in the newspaper.
No,
we've done that.
That's the old way of doing it.
We have rules against that in our association. You can't put
You have rules against putting ads in the paper? That's what we did once, and we recovered our dog.
I lost my dog. Do you want me to put an ad in the Miami Herald? Is that it? Lost one dog in California. Do you know where it is in Miami? I don't think so.
Put the sign whatever the dog was lost.
We have rules against it in our homeowners association.
Wait a minute.
So you can't put up yellow ribbons and you can't put up a sign that says I lost a dog, but you can hang unwashed underwear from trees.
You know, Phil, this is character assassination. We're trying to get our dog back.
But hanging smelly underwear on trees? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is just unbelievable.
I think you're focusing too. The underwear is slightly stained, but it...
Lightly stained with what?
Oh, God. God!
In the front or in the rear?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
What are you asking my wife, sir?
I couldn't care less, but my wife doesn't even stain it. I mean, she does. I'm sure that she doesn't even let me see it, hang it outside.
Here's the thing. Dogs are attracted...
We know, by scent. We got all the thing about the... The problem we're having, Ms. Dooley, is that you'll go ahead and hang your underwear, but a lady who wants to hang yellow ribbons for a boy that's MIA, you won't let him do that.
It is against our CCNRs.
Hanging underwear isn't?
There is nothing in the CCNRs about hanging underwear. You're right, there isn't.
Is there anything against hanging yellow ribbons?
Yes, it's out-of-season decoration.
How about the decoration of dirty underwear?
That's not decoration.
What are decorating? Porno or something?
No, it's not decoration. It's to get a dog back. We lost a dog that we love very much. I lost my son in March.
Do you ever start to think that maybe the dog left because of the smell of the underwear?
Aren't you funny?
That's Bobby Dooley. It's a very, very popular one. That's called Dirty Panties from our 2000 CD, Mark, or 2003 CD, Bobby Dooley. By the way, I'm just looking at a few websites at the beginning of the 2005 season. Here's what the geniuses were predicting. Dodgers versus Red Sox. And here's what Yankees versus St. Louis. Yankees versus the Marlins. Red Sox versus the Cardinals. There ain't a one in here. There's not one genius. Not a one. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. I want to just for a moment tell you that this is the time of year that I always have to get a little bit of discipline going because for me, it's tough, man. See, I'm looking ahead for the next few months, and you know what I'd like to do? I'm gonna change things up. I want to really get into some. I want to get into shape. I want to look good for the spring and for the show. I want to try to put on about 40 to 60 pounds. And I'd like to gain so much weight that I have, well, my dream, of course, like all of us, is to gain so much weight that I have difficulty breathing. Excuse me. And when I reach down for a CD on the floor of my car, it's almost impossible without pushing my diaphragm up into my throat. Joining me is Dr. Vic Needman. And Vic, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil.
And it's a tough time of year, isn't it?
It really is, because you sit there every morning if you get up, and if you're doing the Dr. Vic Needman process, you get up and you take a look at that box of donuts and you say, well, I got to get to work here. And of course, we all look across the way and see the track. You'd really rather go out and run 10 miles, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Well, Phil, you just have to get the discipline to dig into those donuts, go out and get a greasy corned beef sandwich, and just have the discipline. Say, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I remember when I was putting my weight on, and I would get up in the morning, I'd go to the icebox, and I'd pull out the pasta, and I'd pull out some thick, kind of a cheese sauce, you know, a fettuccine, and I would sit there and say to myself, I've got to do this, otherwise I won't gain the weight that I'm looking to gain. And that's the challenge, Phil.
Yeah.
It's the challenge. I know what you're up against. We're all looking to gain weight. We're all looking to put on massive amounts of weight. But can we do it? Do we have the discipline? Well, I think you can. And that's why our seminar this weekend at the Marina Del Rey Marriott, which will include slideshows of how you, too, can get so fat that it literally lodges just clots of fat in your neck. So, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
I'm sorry. I thought you'd hung up on me and I was talking just into an empty phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where was I?
You said to get so fat you can have a big...
Yeah, that's right, a big thick neck. What you want, Phil, and here's the thing that I wanted to say. How often have you heard it said, I want to be so fat that my neck is wider than the top of my head? You hear it all the time. You want to be so large that you don't so much have a head as you just have this egg-shaped thing that comes up from your shoulders. We've all wanted that. We've all desired it. Well, you can do it, but it will take discipline, Phil.
Well, I know for me, I said to myself, it's so much fun. You know, you just have so much fun bending over and losing air as you try to tie your shoes.
Hey, isn't that great?
It's really fun.
And who doesn't want to feel like that? Why do you want to get up in the morning and have a full flushed face with blood vibrating through your face and have a toned butt? One of my clients, by the way, is Carl Cedilia, and here's what he says about our program. You could roll that tape. See, so he's great.
Well, he's one of my favorites. So where can we buy your book?
Well, you can buy it anywhere at Barnes & Noble's. You could buy it at Borders bookstores. You could buy it anywhere if they stocked it, but they don't. No, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to call me directly. That's Dr. Vic Needman, and I am in the Yellow Pages under Doctor. Just look for the name Needman. And, of course, you have to be in Denver, Colorado. That's where I am. So you'll have to look in the Yellow Pages.
And the Denver directory.
Right.
Well, can I get directory assistance?
Can you do what?
Can I get directory assistance?
Yeah, dial 411.
To get your number.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Call 411, and that will give them what you need. So, and I just always remember that the goal, keep your eye on the prize. The eye on the prize is to walk in a way so that you're kind of, you've lost that youthful step, and now you're sort of waddling because your ass weighs so much.
See, you started to laugh, man.
I'm laughing, Phil, at the idea that people don't know this, you know?
I know.
People just don't get it. You want to walk in such a way that see, the thighs will rub together and your ass is like this big load. So you just, it's literally a waddle.
Right.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
Don't lose faith, Phil. And what I suggest you do, start off tomorrow, start off with something light. Start off with a box of those small chocolate donuts from Hostess. And then work your way up to a large, say, dozen from Spud Nuts. And, man, you are going to feel good.
Thanks a lot, Doc. I appreciate that.
You'll get the weight on. Don't worry about it. You will. And when you hit the TV screens this spring, you will be the fattest thing on television. I guarantee it.
Thank you. All right. So that's just, I wanted to throw that in as a way for us all to feel better about ourselves. Remember the goal. Remember the goal. I want to have difficulty breathing. I want to have difficulty breathing. Just remember that. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bob Bakian on the line with news. As we mentioned, we've got sad news today from the world of entertainment. Bob Bakian with a special report live over Hollywood. Bob, go ahead.
Well, we have information today. We just received information, actually, within the last hour, that Porky Pig, the chubby and lovable pig whose film antics predated Babe the Pig, has died of emphysema at the age of 87. Pig had been a very heavy smoker through his career in show business. According to his agent, Les Gelbaum, Porky Pig used to make the joke, "Well, I smoke a lot of cigarettes so that when I die, you guys have some smoked pork." Mr. Gelbaum said that Porky Pig was amiable, he was friendly, always took time to sign autographs and was available for the press. Interviews in recent years, though, he'd been a little bit reclusive since the death of his wife, Betty. According to friends, the two are inseparable. Oh, I'm sorry, Phil, I got the wrong story here. I meant to say that Gordon Lee died. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Gordon Lee of their Little Rascals died. Porky Pig is alive. Bob Bakian, news.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob Bakian here. Hey, Bakian, it's David Hall. What is it with that shtick with Porky Pig?
I thought it would get a little comedy going. David, it happens to be a forte of mine. I don't want to be stuck up here in a helicopter doing traffic. A lot of the other traffic guys do shtick. A lot of the weather guys do shtick. Bob Bakian, you.
Get him back up there, will
you? Bob, you got to come back on.
What do you want? What do I want? I said don't do shtick. I told you don't do shtick, and you went ahead and you did shtick anyway, didn't you? So guess what? Now you die.
Oh, blow it out your ass, you big fat.
Look at that. Bud, you know which one, right?
Right, your turret 3, door 5.
Yeah, we're opening Bombay doors on you. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that big, you and that big fat ass.
Yeah. Let that be a lesson to all of you guys out there who think that I, David G. Hall, will be trifled with.
Oh, look at this, a cigar.
Will you come on with that? Talk about lame shtick.
Sorry.
Okay, so, Bakian, and I told you with your Porky Pig died today of emphysema. How about a little smoked pork? Uh-oh.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, we have Robert Greene, our special guest. As you know, Mr. Greene, the CEO of Fraser Foods. He also has an idea for the new video iPod that he wants to discuss, although I think I read this idea on a website on San Francisco Gate. He says that this is his idea and that he's going to copyright it. On the other hand, I don't think the idea is all that original at all, but we'll talk with him about it coming up. Now, we saw an article here. Harry just pointed out that an Amex CEO has been sued by, excuse me, I take that back. A CEO of a company called Savvis is being sued by American Express for a bill of $241,000. They're claiming, American Express, that he owes them $241,000. All of it charged at a nightclub in New York called Scores. Now, you look at that on the surface, and of course your first reaction is, how can a guy possibly do that, and what is this man thinking, and what kind of bread does he make, and how, you know, why would you spend that kind of bread? I don't care how cool a nightclub is, 241 G's. Well, now you look down the story here, he's disputing it. He says that he's the victim of fraud. He says, yeah, I spent 20 G's at Scores, but I didn't spend 241 G's. And according to his counsel, a woman named Dina Williamson.
How do you know it's a woman?
What?
How do you know it's a woman?
Dina? Gee, I don't know, bud.
Well, I've never heard that. I've heard Diana.
Never mind, bud. It's a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I'll suck it up, man, if I'm wrong. God. Dina Williamson, Savvis's, how do I know it's a woman? It says she declined to comment further.
Well, you didn't say that, did you?
Well, now I am. So it proves my point, it's a woman. Dina Williamson, who's a woman, she declined to comment further. Now, Lonnie Hanover, I guess that's a guy, huh, bud?
Yeah, it could be.
All right. Well, she said, she's a spokesman for Scores, said that this guy had not talked to all of the employees involved with McCormick and could not say what the CEO purchased. Now, here's the deal. This is why I bring this up. This nightclub is not, it's not the first time they've been accused of fraud. Scores is a very well-known club in New York City, but apparently a lawsuit was filed has been filed in the past by patrons of the club for what they consider to be exorbitant charges on their bills. One patron sued Scores after he got a tab of $28,000. Another one disputed $129,000 in charges. Good Lord! Now, it's obvious that they pay a lot of money in these clubs. There's no question. And according to Scores, they have a place called the President's Club, where they spend thousands of dollars, the high rollers that go in there, which I imagine are, you know, celebrities and rich guys, they go in there and they spend thousands of dollars on single bottles of champagne, and they tip the strippers as much as $10,000 for a lap dance. The district attorney says it's investigating alleged overcharging at Scores. Now, so what you got here is a story that, on the surface, it looks like some guy is just he's a Roman man. He's a patrician. He's out there. He's at the vomitorium spending all of his money as the empire declines. But in point of fact, there may be something else going on entirely. I want to get on Rudy Canoza, who travels quite a bit on business. And I imagine, Rudy, you have a lot. Where are you right now, by the way?
Phil, right now I'm just sitting by a brook enjoying reading a magazine.
You're sitting by a brook?
Yes.
It's in the middle of the night.
Yes, I know. It's in the middle of the night. I can, you know, why?
Well, let me ask you, how do you read?
I've got a headlamp.
You got a headlamp like a...
Yeah, a hard hat. Oh, let me turn it back on. So, Phil, what can I do for you?
Rudy? I got distracted there by your babbling brook suddenly.
Not babbling.
Yeah. So, Rudy, you have been... around the world, you know, you claim women well enough to... You told me once, let's get right down to it, that you don't have to pay for lap dances.
No, I don't.
How?
Because I am able to speak to the women. I don't know what you want me to say. I've been to some of the finest strip clubs, some of the top strip clubs in America. I've never paid for a lap dance, and I never will. The day that Rudy Canoza pays for a lap dance is the day that Rudy Canoza takes his own life. I will bite down on a cyanide capsule and then shoot myself. I will not...
Why is that such a disgrace?
It's not so much a disgrace, but for the woman to dance for you is not something you should have to pay for. It's ridiculous. You know, why would you want to pay for that? You know, the woman should be... All you should have to do, as I've often told you, is look at the woman and say, li-li-li-li-li-li-li-li-li. And that way she will come to you and dance for you. If you say la 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 la. But if you don't, then the woman justifiably will be ignoring you and will go on to the next man who will say the la la. But I'm not going to have pay a pig to dance for me. Are you crazy? Jesus. What do you think this is?
All right. Well, look, did you hear the story I read?
I heard the story. I think that it is outrageous to have to pay $10,000 to some woman to dance for you. I understand the women, they love to have the tip. Of course I will tip a woman. But I tip a woman with love. I do not tip a woman with money. I tip her with the love. When she dances for me, if Rudy is pleased, I will say to her, for you and I to make the love now. And then she will follow Rudy. But I will not tip her money. To me, that is gross. To me, that is it's an insult to the woman.
Well, in any event, they're paying top dollar and 128 G's on a bar tab.
I think places like that prey on the insecure man. They prey on men who consider themselves to be men of the world. But in point of fact, they are boys. Nothing more than boys. They happen to have a little loose change in their pocket. We don't know if these are trust fund babies. We don't know if they are young brokers from Wall Street on the expense account. I don't know. But I can tell you that these are just boys. They're not men. I wouldn't be found dead in Scores. If I was found dead in Scores, I hope that I'm naked. And I hope that I'm... Well, I hope I'm naked with another dead person who's naked, who's a woman. Preferably someone famous.
Okay. Well, Rudy, thanks a lot for nothing.
You called me.
Well, you're sitting there reading a book near a brook with a headlamp.
It's a miner's lamp.
All right. So anyway, we'll find out what happens with these guys at a bar tab of 129,000 G's for one guy, 28,000 G's for another guy. This guy's got a $241,000 tab, and Scores has been the object of some charges that they overcharge me. I'll tell you what I think is going on. I think these guys do run up five-figure tabs over the course of, I don't know, probably these guys carry a, they have an account there, right? And so they got a five-figure tab. And maybe, maybe, and I'm not accusing Scores of anything, but I, if they're doing something, maybe it's this. Maybe they think these guys won't miss it. In other words, well, you know, they're so wealthy, we'll just go ahead and hit them up with the charge. But this guy caught on, or at least American Express caught on to the guy, and now the guy's getting sued, and now he's going after Scores. Phil Hendry Show, Bob Green coming up with a iPod for porn. Coming up with the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
I don't understand, ma'am, what?
I just said that hockey is racist. And from my feeling.
Well, why do you say hockey is racist? You know, all these days everything is racist.
Mr. Henry, I have my reasons to say that because.
Why? Because all the players are white?
No, it's not so much because the players are white. It's got nothing to do with that. But I noticed that the puck is always black. You know, you going to hang up now?
Yeah, get out of here. Here's how you, we were just asking, what is it with you anyway?
I thought she'd be a fascinating call.
Are you kidding me, man? Are you putting me on? She said hockey's racist because the puck's black?
I thought it would be an interesting take.
You know, man, I'm going to have to send you to screener school or send you to something school. How do you even begin to address the subject, hockey's racist because the puck's black? The puck ain't even a guy. It's not a person. It's a freaking thing.
Yeah, but they can make it white to be more neutral, I guess. I don't know.
Well, what is it with you, man? You actually think that people are taking offense at the color of a freaking puck?
She did.
All right, getting back to a bar tab. You know, I'd much rather talk about this man instead of your stupid phone calls that you put through. First of all, we're trying to figure out how you can spend 120 grand at a bar or 240 grand at a bar over the course, a strip bar over the course of a year. And I was saying to Harry and to Mark, you know, when we were in Las Vegas and we were doing a live broadcast from Las Vegas, and I, after the show, I went back to this green room that they'd set up for us, and we wanted to have a couple of pops. So I said, I'd like a bottle of Don Julio tequila, please. And they said, certainly, sir. And they came back with a bottle, which we polished within probably a half hour, and it was a $500 bottle of tequila, which I didn't know. Thankfully, Clear Channel picked up the tab. But moving along, no, you want to know why? Because they charge you by the shot. They charge you by the shot. So what do you figure? A shot of Don Julio is 10 bucks. Well, that's 50 shots of tequila. Okay, out of what? Oh, man, that sounds like a lot. I don't know, but anyway, a $500 bottle of tequila. Now, you can easily, if you're one of these guys that's got all kinds of money, you can roll up a bar tab of 2,500 bucks within like a half hour if you're buying bottles of tequilas for your buddy. Now, a bottle of champagne, let's say this guy goes and buys himself a bottle of Cristal, which is ordinarily, how much is that stuff? Three bills? That's, or in a restaurant, it's, you can buy it at the store for two. All right, so in a restaurant, how many glasses of champagne are you going to get? That's like $1,000 right there. Next thing you know, American Express is knocking on your door and saying, hi, you want to pay this? Well, I had no idea. You didn't have any idea at the time. Maybe you were just too hammered to read the bar bill. But the fact of the matter remains, sir. You know how it is, ladies and gentlemen. You've checked out of a hotel many times, and you've taken a look at your charges, and you say, and you stand there disputing it. Wait a minute, I didn't do it. Yeah, you did. Oh, yes, you did.
Plus, if you get a beer in a strip joint, it's $7.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
What are you blowing me off for?
I ain't talking about your Bud Light, man, off the freaking tap. I'm talking about a freaking shot of tequila that's going to run you $15.
Well, so what? It's like half.
You don't even know what I'm talking about, man. A bottle of tequila for $500. So anyway, the guy's in there all with his friend. And you know how it is. At the end of the, you know, the next day, you're checking out of a hotel, you get your bar tab. This is on six porno movies in one day? I've never. Well, you did today, man. I'm going to tell you right now, I think the hotels ought to start not only marking that it was porn, I think that they should be monitoring it. You know, every now and again, there's a guy in the lobby that can flip on your TV set and watch what you're watching, see what you're watching, just so he can make notes on what kind of customer. You know what? That's a great character, but I think we'll save that one. Maybe Steve Bozell is all upset that somebody knew that he'd checked in on some disgusting, you know, animal porn. Phil Hendry Show, Bob Green next.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.